We all know this sound. Blue lights flashing, sirens blaring, racing through traffic to potentially save a life. But it's not always the case.
The wild goose chase, people who like seeing blue lights, people saying that there's been a large fire or a large accident.
Those are just some of the examples of the 2,364 malicious calls the Scottish Ambulance Service has received since 2013. That works out at around 870 hours, or 36 days wasted on false reports. Pat O'Mara is head of control.
It could cost lives. Every time a crew is driving on blue lights to a hoax call, they're not available to drive to somebody who may really need us. That person could be very unwell and the ambulance has been diverted unnecessarily.
One paramedic I spoke to claimed every single frontline member of staff had dealt with a hoax call at one time or another. Callum Johnston says it's beyond frustrating.
Kids mucking about in phone boxes, which is a bit of a classic. You know, you turn up and there's nobody there. Reports of cardiac arrests in the middle of a deserted park or halfway up a hill, and you get there and there's just nobody to be found at all.
Every year, ambulance crews in Scotland have to respond to 750,000 emergencies across the length and breadth of the country. A tough job on its own by any measure, but for Callum, it simply comes down to a matter of life or death.
Think twice about it. You know, it could be your relative or your friend that's in desperate need and nobody's available to help while we're tied up dealing with the call that you're making for a bit of a laugh.
There's more on the news pages of heart.co.uk.